27 minutes after 4, South African time. It's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, the 5th of Rajab, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, respected, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early, mashallah, Mubarak Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم on Arafat. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا أَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak, blessed, honorable day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 5th of Rajab, 1444. We continue reciting the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, verse number 7. In Urdu, in the Urdu language, we have a wonderful saying, Agar tu hi na chahe to bahane hazar. If you don't want to do something, then you will look for thousand excuses. So this is what the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the idol worshippers would do during the time of the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to reject the message, the noble Quran, and to reject the messenger. And if you look at the modern world today, 8 billion plus people, and you will find 7 billion plus rejecting the message and the messenger of truth because of their own agenda and their sinister motives. So this is what the idol worshippers of Makkah and surroundings would say. Chapter 25, verse number 7. وَقَالُوا, and they said, مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ, what is wrong with this messenger? Referring, alluding to the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامِ, that is eating food. So after all, the Master alayhi salatu salam is a mortal. So one stone you find outside your house, one stone you find in the diamond shop, one stone you find there at Hajar-e-Aswad by the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the cube that you call cube by the in Makkah Mukarrama. Can you say all these stones are the same? Never that. So Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innama ana basharum mithlukum. Yes, I'm also a mortal. I will eat, I will drink, I will sleep. All these type of things, everything that is halal and tayyibah, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. So that is the Master alayhi salatu salam came as uswatun hasana, as the perfect role model for humanity and jinn and the creation and the universe, rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy to the entire universe. But these people were looking for excuses. Ma li hadha rasul, so he was the most beloved, is the most beloved, will always be the most beloved and precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. يأكل الطعام, eating the food, ويمشي في الأسواق, and walking around in the market, in the bazaar, to show people how to do trade and business and so forth. So what was their objection? لولا أنزل إليه ملك. So why was the angel not sent to him? فيكون معه نذيرا, and the angel will be a warner with him, a warner with love and compassion. But the angel came to him, the archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salam, with the final constitution for humanity and posterity, directly from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And today you see the enemies cannot stomach it, cannot stick it. So therefore the shaitans, Lucifer's children, they will go and burn the noble Quran, because their own scriptures are all corrupted by their clergy, their rabbis and their people. So the Quran Sharif is the only book in its pristine purity. Chapter 15, verse 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, that surely, definitely, we revealed this reminder piecemeal gradually, wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we are the only one who will preserve it from interpolation, addition, omission. Millions of people, male, female, adult and children, have by hearted the noble Quran and memorized it, and none can do so there in Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, go ask their rabbis. None can do so in the Vatican and in the clergy, the Christian church, go ask the Pope, and the answer will be there's no hope for the Pope. So that is what we see. So it's based on their jealousy. Let us give you some news, views and interviews. The breaking story is the haramis, that is Hitler's children, the apartheid Nazi terrorist regime of Israel. Allah, the curse is on them forever. Yesterday they martyred and murdered 9 Palestinians in Jenin, and they injured dozens of them. And then Jihad Islami sent 2 rockets or whatever you, as they call it. So now as I speak to you, Israel is pounding Gaza, and 15 missiles are already attacking Gaza. So where are all these Arab tenpot dictators, MBS, the Murtad? Where is MBZ of Emirates, the Murtad? Where are the kings of Bahrain and of Morocco, other Murtads? Where are the leaders of Jordan and Egypt? All these bunch of Murtads and bunch of idiots. We must remember shining the shoes of the Israelis and bootlicking the Americans. Now they're waiting for Blinken to come from America. He'll only come Sunday. It's not even the end of January, but 30 Palestinians murdered and martyred by this Israelis. If Putin invades, remember Ukraine, he's a war criminal. So how come when Israel invades Palestine more than 75 years now, so we see that they are not war criminals, 100% war criminals. Therefore we say Hitler was right on many issues to decimate and destroy these jutlas, because they promoted homosexuality, they promoted the interest and for the banks and so forth and the money lenders, and they promoted homosexuality. So today also, that's what they do. And all or majority of these Western countries, America, Europe, and majority of them, UK, they all are an accomplice in this murder of the Palestinians and this ethnic cleansing and war crimes. But remember, they will not get away with impunity. If you have Iman or Muslim, true Iman, I'm not speaking of those who are sitting on the fence. People who sit on the fence are committing a major offense, and you know who they are. So you must remember that you must cry to Allah. Simple words, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al ghasibin. Say it in any language, O Almighty Allah, that you punish these jutlas and all their supporters and all those who want to destroy our Masjidul Aqsa. Let's go to other news stories. European Union maybe make it compulsory for the women to serve and take up military service, because Putin is giving them a good thrashing. So now the men are not enough. They want to bring more and more women also. Zelensky calls Putin a nobody, but he's giving you a good thrashing. You must know which horse to back. Let me tell you, Russia is making great gains, and there are dozens and dozens of resignations there in Zelensky's army, Zelensky's cabinet, and politicians. Israel rejects America's request for missiles for Ukraine. If Pakistan says no, we don't want to support Ukraine, then they are a criminal. And South Africa say we are neutral, then they don't like. But Israel can do that. The harami, they are 100% harami, and double B they are. You must remember that the worst haramis on this earth, they are the Israelis. And P.A. Abu Mazen, do you even know who's Abu Mazen? So Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian Authority, another sellouts, absolutely useless, good for nothing, just like the Arab leaders and Muslim leaders. The Jews have to be more aggressive against Netanyahu and company. So you know what all this is about? It's a distraction. So now Ben-Gvir and Ben-Gvir, Netanyahu and them said that now the heat is on. So let us kill more Palestinians, and then they will know we are tough on security. So not so many people will march against us. But this week again they will march, because Allah's curse is on you, on Netanyahu, Yahu, on Ben-Gvir, and all these jutlas who support the Israeli regime. Hamas vows to take action, so 100% you must take action. If I'm there, I will take action. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Any person who supports Israel among the jutlas, you Muslims, you must boycott them in your business. Hit them where it hurts them the most. That's the only language they understand. And Ben-Gvir tells the king of Jordan, go to hell. I am still going to visit the Temple Mount, Masjidul Aqsa, Qubbatul Sakhra, and nobody will help me. So where's all the Saudis and Emiratis and all of them? Hopeless, useless, good for nothing. They are murtad, traitors they are. Go and study. This is not, it's under the radar, what's happening to our Muslims there, the Rohingya Muslims, what Burma is doing to them, what the Rohingya police and army is doing to them. Similarly, what Bangladesh, another sellout state, that how much Zulam oppression on the Burmese people, Rohingya Muslims, and they in Cox Bazar and so forth. You know Yogi. Yogi is the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, the biggest state in India. He said publicly, you must exhume the bodies of the Muslim women and rape them. Now I'm asking you, are these not war criminals? Is the butcher of Gujarat not a war criminal, Modi? So yesterday they prevented the students from watching the documentary, and they switched off the internet and all that in Jamia Millia. These are our worst enemies, the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and the jutlas. Chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. The Jews and the Hindus. We don't say every Jew, we never say every Hindu. But we will tell you about, remember what's happening currently in apartheid India and in the terrorist Nazi regime and Hitler's children of Israel. Look at the Uyghur Muslims still suffering in China, and the protests continue in Iran. So Iran are not Muslims as far as the Shias go, but we will support them till year that they must go nuclear, they must supply arms and kamikaze to Russia, all that we agree with them. Look at Canada. These are all shaitans, you must remember. Now, because you must remember, America sent 31 tanks and Germany sent 14. So as a gesture symbol, you know, that they send 4 tanks now to Ukraine, that we also joining you and so forth. So yesterday also Putin fixed them up in Kiev and other places. Remember, most places there's no power, no electricity. And remember, when you look at the freedom of the press, then they have 180 countries in the world. India, Modi's India, comes out 150. They can just show you that how they close the press and the media. So from 180 countries, they number 150. And remember that there are big, big problems in all parts of the world now. So we say, if you want peace, there must be justice. And if there's no justice, then remember, there won't be any peace. I read one nice article yesterday. Let me share it with you. And it fits well with the Arab leaders. Waylul lil Arab, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, woe to the Arabs, min sharrin qad iqtarab. And the hadith is authentic, mentioned in Sahih Muslim. In Florida, this took place. One person went and he filed a complaint and said, how come, you must remember, the Christians have Christmas Day and the Jews, they have, you must remember, they are Rosh Hashanah, New Year, and Yom Kippur. The Muslims have Eid Day and what have you. So how come they, the atheists, don't have a day? So the judge was a sharpshooter. He said, case dismissed. The lawyer said, how can you dismiss it? The man made a valid claim. He said, yes, the claim is valid. You must remember, but you already have your holiday. So he asked, when you have our holiday? He said, go see people who don't recognize Allah, don't believe in the Supreme Being. And they don't, they say, the atheists, they are a bunch of fools. So April the 1st is Fool's Day. So that is your celebration. So that is what we tell the Arab regimes who are bootlicking the Israelis and the Americans and the West, that you are fools and idiots and traitors, and you are part of, you are supporting Israel. Otherwise, if Egypt, Jordan and all these countries, they let their people enter into Palestine, then you will see the big war will take place. But these are haramis of the first order, as Arab leaders and so forth. We beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al ghasibin, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalman min kilabik, Allahumma ahsihim adada waqtulhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. So we cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah through your asma'ul husna. Ya Allah, we make wasila and beg you through your beautiful, wonderful names, through the wasila of Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to decimate and destroy our enemies, the enemies of Islam and Muslims and humanity. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjidul Aqsa. Today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Muhammad Aku with Mo Zahid. 11:35 will be the khutbah from Makkah. The Imam will be Sheikh Mahir. He can't speak one word. They can only pose for photos and all these things, yeah, take selfies and all these things, yeah, because they are prohibited from speaking also. You will see, I can tell you from now, all this trouble taking place and nothing will be said in Makkah or Medina. Sheikh Ahmed Huzaifi is delivering the khutbah, because you can't blame the imams also, because they are prohibited. If they speak, they'll jail them. Who? MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, and our South Africans and others still support him because they get money. Shame on you that you should hang your heads in shame.
Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Allahu Akbar. I've got brother Logan, Ustad. He wants to know, he says, morning AK, which country would you never visit alone? Logan, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you see certain countries, all hell broke loose, you just go to Haiti. Do you know where's Haiti, Logan? That even the prime minister, president can't walk alone, even with his security, because the gangs are more than, you must remember, that the police. So that is what you see. You know, in South Africa, we got no-go zones. So you must remember, go to Cape Town, go here, go there, and you will find the gangs control those areas there. So Allah alone have mercy. You see, Logan, that people miss the point, that you must have such a punishment that it is a deterrent. So in Islam, when a person steals, and you can see that there is no mitigating circumstances, so amputate his hand. And I'm asking you, how many people will steal? When people commit adultery, then it's a death penalty. When they commit fornication, 100 lashes in public. When they drink alcohol, take drugs, so 80 lashes. But South Africa, our beloved South Africa, want to decriminalize prostitution. They say, no, the prostitutes also have rights now. So it's like the Pope, you see. This Pope, yeah, he doesn't know. He's bending too much for the gays, if you understood the pun, you know. He's bending too much towards the gays, this Pope. You Christians better fire him. So before he takes all of you, you must remember to the gay brigade. So now he says to be a homosexual is not a crime, you see. So I sent it out yesterday and so forth from his own press and so forth. So you must remember this, that Islam says have a firm, stern punishment, and it will be a lesson for humanity, posterity. But the world says no, you must have human rights, but you divide, you detach yourself from divine rights. So that's the rest for disaster. So therefore, all countries today, remember, they are jails and prisons are packed to capacity.
Ustad, brother Tulani says he woke up this morning just to listen to your show, and he says that Nelson Mandela was quoted as saying that Israel is an apartheid state. Do you agree with him, Tulani, Ustad?
Remember, before Nelson Mandela, we always knew that. You must remember that. We didn't have to wait for Mandela or Tutu to tell us this. The Quran Sharif spoke of this, my brother Tulani, more than 1400 years ago, that Almighty Allah states that Allah is going to punish them, the Jutlas, the Jews. Why? Because لَيَبْأَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Chapter 7, verse 167. Why? فَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. They are killers of prophets and messengers. They are baby killers. Now in the nine, one of them they kill is an elderly lady. Few days ago, they murdered a 13-year-old boy. Few days ago, they desecrated Masjid al-Aqsa. They were drinking alcohol right in Aqsa al-Mubarak, but the Muslims are half asleep, a majority of them, and in Aqsa they were standing and urinating. You call these people? Gideon Levy says these are subhuman. They're not human. Therefore we say the only solution, one settler, one bullet, and everybody else who supports Israel, you must make muqata'a, boycott them, hit them where it hurts them the most. That is what we must do.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says Islamic schools are springing up everywhere, Mufti Saab, but they are milking the Muslim community and laundering the zakat money. Husband is the principal, wife is the vice principal. Please comment, Ustad.
100% I agree with you. We must remember today Islam is commercialized. That's the big problem. And you take the halal logos. I spoke how many years now? 10, 15 years I'm speaking about this year. You, what do you really think? Your halal logos are there to serve you, or is a money-making gimmick? Sharia compliant, this bank, these Maulvis and them who are on these boards have become multi-millionaires. So you must know, since when all this is halal? So similarly, that Muslim schools, I told you 100 times, no Muslim school can take the place of a maktab. Maktab is the madrasas we have, the system we went through. In the morning you go to school, and afternoon you go to madrasa, but now they change it to the Muslim school, not Islamic school, Muslim school. So you must remember that they will have such exorbitant fees, and then you will find the Maulana is the Amir, his wife is teaching, then his son-in-law is also somewhere in the mix, and though it becomes nepotism and so forth. So 100% we agree with that. You must remember this. Therefore, I tell you, the government schools, disaster. The medical, everything of South Africa now, disaster. But let's go on the other side, our Muslims. So what is the solution? The solution is homeschooling. Remember that. You know half the subjects I did in school and what have you, even in varsity, half of them waste of time, you must remember. They don't help you anything in your life. So you must do selected subjects that will help you. I'm telling you now again, that they tell you that this person passed with 8 distinctions, 9 distinctions, 10 distinctions, 11 distinctions. That are the few. What about majority? They passed 30, 40, 50%. Do you really think with that matric certificate they have a future? Your South African matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written, just like the halal logo. So therefore, we must be remember that yesterday, if you read yesterday, day before yesterday, Saudi Gazette, the Minister of Islamic Affairs say that we don't want reckless scholars here and careless statements. But you are the biggest sellout. You are the people who legalize the bikini beaches. You are the ones who legalize, you must remember, the music. You are the one who legalize the cinemas and that. What are you talking about? So when the ulama speak against, they say, no, these are careless statements and reckless scholars. Therefore, you can quote me anywhere in the world. Today's Saudi regime is a kafir regime and a non-Muslim regime. You must remember, anybody speaks the truth in Saudi, they will lock him up and so forth. So what Islam you talk about?
I see Carl says that in 1948, 700,000 Palestinians were outrooted of their homes and properties. Who took their properties, AK, and why aren't they allowed to return? Ustad?
That's exactly the point we are asking, and I'm telling you, Carl, you must remember that 700,000 is also an understatement. If we say so, then remember we can be biased and prejudiced. Go to Haaretz, go to their archives. Now everything is getting declassified. They will tell you that who looted the homes of the Palestinians, who stole all the goods and everything of the Palestinians, and how the massacres continued before 48 also. Go read about the Stern Gang, S-T-E-R-M, about the Haganah Gang, how they massacred the people, Moshe Dayan, the Dajjal, what he did in Lud, in Lod, you understand, and so forth and so on. They gave the people 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 1 hour, clean up, and then the massacre starts. Like how they're doing now. I myself, I went to Jenin. So you must remember these type of things. They made all these refugee camps. They tell you Hitler and 6 million Jews, one big fat lie that is. You must remember that. And Hitler was right on many issues. You can quote me where you want to. We don't care for anybody. So you must remember this. We don't say everything he was right, but on certain things he was right. So to say 6 million Jutlas is a big fat propaganda. Yes, the truth is now there are 6 million, you must remember, Palestinians in the diaspora. Why don't they don't have the right to go back to Palestine? Because Netanyahu don't like them, Ben Gvir don't like them. These are haramis, these are war criminals. So you must remember. So how come when it's an African leader, they're taken to The Hague, but if they're Jewish leader, then you veto for them? Shame on you, America. Therefore, we say Putin is right, and let your tanks roll in Ukraine, Germany, America, and then see, you have started a war against Russia. Putin is a big harami. We can't forget what they did in Afghanistan, what they did in Chechnya. But on this score, we support him. Putin, you harami, you put them in their place. Remember this, that, and therefore Israel is shaking in his boots, you must remember. If we start sending missiles there, then finish. That Tartus they have in Syria, they are based, and from there you will see Russia attacking them, and that will be the end of Israel. They not these Palestinians and Arab port dictators and haramis, understand? They are prepared to attack. See what they're doing with Ukraine, what they're doing with NATO. They finished the whole Europe up, remember that.
Somebody says, Ustad, that what happened with the gas explosion in Boksburg before Christmas? We heard the families are suing the driver and the government. Can they do that, Ustad?
100%, why not? So you must remember this. So if that person left Richards Bay and you got a special route to go and a special road to go, so how come you come to a place where there are bridges and so forth, and now you say, no, that I went to check, can the truck go under the bridge or not? So 100%, if I was there, I also will sue them. So you must remember these type of things, yeah? That when people cause murder, mayhem, and so forth, so you got all the rights to retaliate. فَمَنِ اِتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَأَتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا أَتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Quran is teaching us deen. Inna deena indallahi al-islam. Deen means justice. The only religion accepted by Islam, by Allah, is Islam. Every prophet, every messenger came was a Muslim. There is no prophet messenger came where Judaism and Christianity and idol worship. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahim yahudiyyan wala nasraniyyan walakin kana hanifan musliman wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was not a Jew, was not a Christian, was not an idol worshipper. Then what was he? Walakin kana hanifan muslima. He turned away from all the false ideologies and he was a Muslim. Chapter 3, verse 67. Therefore, this Abrahamic accord and all that, the deal of the century by Trump, safaqatu qarnin, as they say in Arabic, is not worth the paper on which is written, is to make the Arabs fools and idiots, and they became real fools and that. Nobody accepts it in the Muslim world. Beside this few politicians and them who sold their name forever and sold their countries as well.
Ustad, I have to read this question out to you. I'm a Jew, born in Israel. I don't like Islam. I don't like you. Whatever is happening in Israel currently, it has nothing to do with you and I. Islam is a terrorist, and Radio 702 always speaks of this. Listen to Radio 702. Ustad.
You must remember that, my brother, it's got everything to do with us. Why? Because you must remember the first mosque to be built was Makkah Mukarraba. The second one was Masjidul Aqsa. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that 40 years had passed between the first mosque and the second mosque. And that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, went there for the miraculous nocturnal journey. So you must remember that that is what is mentioned. You must remember in chapter 17 verse 1. You are a cursed nation, my brother. We're not interested what other nations says, that when they are controlled by the Jewish media themselves, so there will always be biasness. You know what the mass media says in the world today. They give you a slanted story. Whether you like or not, Jutla, we're telling you now, we're going to take over the whole of Israel. We're going to take over the whole of India. That is our message to the Jutlas and to the Hindus. Whether you like or you don't like, that is mentioned in our Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whether you like me, don't like me, doesn't interest me, my brother. We are here to speak the truth, and we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And you can tell that to 702 or whoever you want to.
Allahu Akbar, Takbir, Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Somebody says, what is wrong with Morocco, Ustad?
Morocco, you must remember, the king there is more interested in boot licking. You must remember the Israelis. Why Trump told them that, see, you also harami, you stole and occupied the land of the Western Sahara. Israel stole the land, occupying the land of Israel. So both of you are occupiers, so rather make peace. They fell for the trick, and that is how they make peace. And then they promise them this and so forth. I've been to Morocco. Do you know prostitution, how much it carries on there? So you must remember, these countries got nothing to do with Islam. They use Islam for their own sinister motives. And you must remember that what they do is, each day they will come out and so forth. The other day you must remember that, you see what Morocco said. The people themselves were marching against their rulers and said, we don't want this normalization with the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel.
Somebody says, I am an alim. I think you have it all wrong, Mufti AK. Remember, by us standing with the government, remember, tomorrow Allah can give them hidayat. Don't paint brush all alims, Ustad.
So you must remember that we never paint everybody. We paint you who closed the masjid here in South Africa and went to court. We paint you who can't even say Shias are kuffar. We paint you who went with the lesbians to change our laws, our marriage laws. We paint you because you can't even apologize. So for you, we will always remember that. We will go and expose you because you are 100% scholars for dollars.
Sister Irene wants to know, Ustad, that why isn't Adam a traditional Hebrew name, Ustad?
So you must remember that the Arabic language is the first language in the world. You must remember that. So in the time of Ismail, as you say, already Arabic was there, and Arabic language has stood the test of time. Today you must remember you don't have one copy of the Hebrew, or of the Torah rather, in the original Torah, which was revealed to Moses. If there is, show us. And how many of you have memorized it? Show us the original gospel and Injil revealed to Jesus, peace be upon him. Show us, there isn't. So it shows that they have corrupted everything. So what we say, that Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, if you anglicize it and you say in English, Adam, see the glory, beauty of the Quran. I read for you one verse, Sister Irene. Inna masala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. The parable and the similitude of Adam and Jesus is so similar. We say Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, and we say Jesus, peace be upon him. 25 times, remember, both their names are mentioned in the Noble Quran. Go study, you will find Adam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam's name mentioned 25 times. Jesus, peace be upon him, Isa alayhi salatu salam, his honorable name mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran, chapter 3, verse number 59. Now, what is the similitude? What is the similarity? That Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Allah created him without parents, and Jesus, peace be upon him, miraculously, that his birth and Milad Mubarak took place, and we find that Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha is the mother, but there's no father. To say Yusuf Najjar, Joseph the carpenter, is the father is 100% kufr, is blasphemy to make such a statement as far as we as Muslims are concerned. Adam, Idam, Ni'mal Idamu Al-Khal. So when you have your gravy and curry, you call that Idam. And the best Idam and the best gravy is vinegar. The hadith authentic in Mishkat and in Mustad Ahmad. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam created from dust and sand, brownish in color complexion. Jesus means to be fair in complexion, so, and a leader. So all this we have, and we are the one to show you that how can you say that you must remember Jesus is the son of a harlot. That's exactly what the Jutlas say. Go open their Talmud and say they curse Jesus, peace be upon him. Therefore we say the Jutlas and the Jews are the cursed nation forever and not the chosen nation.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, if my zakat money was stolen, do I still have to repay the zakat for the year?
Ustad? 100%, you must repay it, remember that. Otherwise, it will keep on agitating your conscience and working on your mind. So remember when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Mal ithmu ya Rasulallah, what is a sin? He said, Ma haka fi sadrik, what agitates your conscience and your mind, what pricks your conscience, and it works on your mind. وَكَرِهْتَ أَيَّتَّلِ عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ, and you dislike, you must remember to let the people know about it. In zakat, never look for loopholes. Always pay it. If it's stolen, repay it. And ask yourself, why were you negligent and so forth? And if we paid it for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. So Almighty Allah states, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاتٍ, whatever zakat, compulsory charity you pay, for the love and pleasure of Allah, not to for name and fame, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ, those are the people Allah will multiply their capital, their money and everything, their assets. Chapter 30 and verse number 39, I beg you, to all people of justice that speak about the atrocities, war crimes, genocide, ethnic cleansing by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of, remember, the Israelis, and about Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, and inshallah, Allah decimate and destroy the Israeli apartheid regime, and Modi and his henchmen, you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala bring about peace based on justice on this earth. So inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku, and 11:30 11:35 will be the khutbah from Makkah. We will translate it. I will be in the Sabri Masjid, inshallah, in Lands, in Rose Avenue today. Barakallahu feek. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.